Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second Perek in the Rambam Silcha Seita, the laws of the suspect or adulterous woman, where in the first Perek the Rambam opened up with the primary variables of Kinu, Stira, and the Edim of Tuma, and now the Rambam continues in this Perek regarding the procedure of the drinking of the Mei Seita, and regarding living with this woman who was secluded with another man. So Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph regarding the woman who is appropriate and who wants to drink the Mei Seita, which inspects her to see if she was unfaithful or not. Says the Rambam, Isha Shekin Labanistra. So the woman that was warned, and she secluded with that man that she was warned about. So says the Rambam, In Kaivin Isolishness, we don't force her to drink. Elam Ratzav Amr, only if she desires and she says, Hin Nitmesi. To the contrary, if she says that I was Tame, you're right, I was unfaithful. So then, Tetzel Liksuba, we don't force her to drink. Then she leaves her Liksuba, and that's by law. She's forbidden for her husband forever because she was an Ashish. And she doesn't drink because since she's admitting, the whole point of the drinking is to see if she was Mazanana, and she admits. And it's unnecessary. She says the other way. She says, no, Eina Tameya, I was not unfaithful. I'm not going to drink. She's afraid that maybe, that even if she's Tara, she's afraid that maybe it's going to do something to her. Zerosa, Inkaif and Isolicious, we don't force her to drink. And she leaves it out of Ksuba because ultimately the husband's forbidden to be with her because of this Kina and Stira, and now that she doesn't want to drink, so it's she's holding back the verification, so therefore she loses her Ksuba. So too, let's say her husband says, I don't want to give her to drink this bitter waters. Or if let's say her husband cohabited with her after she had already secluded with that man that she warned that he warned her about, which that makes him forbidden on her until they verify otherwise. And in spite of that, he had be with her, with his wife. So regarding all the cases we just described, she doesn't drink. Because, like in this last case, since he had a forbidden be with her, so the water's not going to investigate her anyways. We'll see later in Halacha Ches, because he's not clean from any sin now either. And Vinitel's Ksubasa. So in these cases, she takes her Ksuba because he's causing her not to drink. Where if he refused to give her to drink, or because he had be with her, Vyeta, and she leaves. But he asked her all of the oil and she's forbidden to him forever because if he warned her and she's secluded, she's forbidden. It's only the drinking that permits, which that could verify that she didn't do anything, but now that she's not drinking, so therefore, she remains forbidden to him. It's just that if it was her fault, she loses the ksuba, meaning that why we can't do the drinking. But if he's holding back the drinking, either because what he said or because what he did, then she gets her ksuba. Halacha base. Now, these are the following women that they're not appropriate to drink the Mei Seita. Alpha Pishain writes as Lishas, even if they want to drink. And the husband's the one to give them to drink. In contrast to Halacha Alf, which we said if she doesn't want to or he doesn't want to, she's not going to drink. Here they both want, they both consent, but she can't. Rather, she leaves without a ksuba, which Mishivoyu Edi Stira, Acher Edi Kinu, where even though there are witnesses that she secluded, after witness already verified that she was warned, and v'yeso ba'alayim loyal men, and they're forbidden to the husbands forever, but v'chamish v'yaseh nashmen, these are 15 women that they don't drink the meisayit, v'elehin, and they are arusa, if she was engaged, not married, v'shmeres yavam, if her husband died without any children, she was waiting for her brother-in-law to do yimud har, and as a, this shmeres yavam state, which is the middle state, he had warned her, and she's secluded with that man, or if she's a minor married to an adult, or she's an adult married to a minor, or the wife of a person that has both signs of genders, or the wife of a blind person, or the wife of a lame or mute person, or someone that doesn't hear, or if he's his hand is cut off, and so to the other way, not just by the him, but by her too. If she's lame, or she's mute, if she's blind, or her hand is cut off, or she cannot hear, all these cases, she's not appropriate for the drinking of the Meisaita, as the Rambam is explaining in the next halacha. Again, they still include in the halacha of kin and stira, which, if that happens, she's forbidden to her husband forever, and she loses like suba. But regarding the drinking, that she's not appropriate for us. The Rambam contains halacha gimel, menayin she'en relishtos. How do we know regarding all these 15 women that they're not appropriate to drink the Meisaita? From drushes in the pasuk, not like it says in the pasuk, it says ashatista isha tachas isha. If a woman's going to stray from when she's married, with literal translation is tachas isha beneath her husband. Now tachas beneath her husband means to say while she's married is prat la ruzav shemeres yavam. That excludes if she was only engaged to him or she was like this type of divine engagement, which is like the Shemiras Yavim waiting for to do Yibum, Sheina Tachasisha, which she's not beneath her husband, she's not married to him. So although there's obviously this halachic status of Eishes Ish, but it doesn't include for this Tachasisha to have the halacha of the drinking. Moreover, when it says Isha, a woman, is probably katana. It excludes, says, Ashtesa say Isha Tachas Isha. So that excludes if she's a minor. When it says Tachas Isha, while she's married to her husband, to her man, probably she's cut. That excludes the wife of a minor. And the Isha Androgynous, the wife of a androgynous, she and Ish, they're both not a man. Him because he's a minor and not a man. And him because not a man because he has both feminine and masculine gender types. When it says Ve'nela Me'ena Isha, and it was hidden from the eyes of her husband that she had infidelity. Now, Pralesha Suma, that excludes the wife of a blind person who he couldn't see even without it being hidden from him because he can't see. So it has to be someone that was only hidden from him, therefore they didn't see it. The Hemana Kohen Seisha, when it says the Kohen will stand the woman in regard to the procedures of the Meisaita, Pralesha Geres, that excludes the woman that's lame, they can't stand. When it says the Nosla Kapel, they're going to put it on her palm, she has to hold something, probably Mishan Lakaf, excludes a woman that doesn't have a palm. Oishai Sakuma, or is bent, where you can't hold what you're putting on the palms. Oyevesha, or it was shriveled, she in the Chalikach, but that she can't take it in the hand. Even if it's only one hand, Shem Kapel, because it says in her palms, in the plural, she has to be able to hold it with two hands. When it says V'amri Isha, that the woman will say, also there in the procedures, it's probably Lemus, that excludes a mute woman that can't speak. And when it says Vamalisha Hill will tell to the woman, probably Mishnah Shemesh, excludes the woman who can't hear. Now, Bahreyu Aimer. Now the Pasuk says, Asher Tista Isha Tachasisha, that the woman will stray when she's married to her husband, which that Pasuk is the end of the parasha, which is totally extraneous, and therefore the Pasuk is really only coming to equate Isha and Isha, the man to the woman and the woman to the man, which is Asher Tia Shlemikamayhu. Until she's intact with her faculties like him, Vuhusham Kamaisa, that he's intact like her. Halamad, what's it coming to teach you? Should call Dovish, Ma'akabaisam Lishtais, whatever, like we had learned that from the Drushas. Whatever it with is integral. For her to drink, for example, she can't be missing a hand and she can't be mute. So that's Ma'akabais Balamalashkaisa. That also is integral for the husband to have her drink, meaning if he's missing a limb or if he's mute, so then he's not going to have her drink. And whatever is integral by the husband to be able to make her drink, for example, he can't be blind. Like we said, it has to be such a blemish will also prevent her, if she has it, from drinking, let's say, if she's blind. And that's where we see all these 15 different types of situations that these women will not drink the meisait. The halacha dalet, ketana shesiyah viha, a minor that her father married her off, so that's a biblical marriage, because the father can marry with his minor child, if she willingly went and was mezana with another man, so nasa bala, she becomes forbidden to her husband like a regulation sish. Lafikach mekanla, therefore they warn her, again, loilash gaisa, not to have her drink, because we had explained in the previous halacha that a minor is excluded, because it says isha, excluding a minor. And lepasla miksubas, rather it's because of coming to a disqualify her from getting her ksuba, like we explained in halacha base, which the rabbi actually disagrees, and he says, no, a minor does not become forbidden to her husband, even if she was mazana willingly, because the Gemara Yevamos Lafatam Gimel tells us, the seduction of a minor is really coercion, because she doesn't have that much intelligence, and she's really being raped. Now, ananusis is permitted to her husband, that's the Yisrael. But the Rambam disagrees, as Mefarshim explained, because of the Gemara Subedav test, the famous Sugya Pesach Pesach Mantasi, which from there, the Rambam infers that you see the halacha would apply of anusa, of even by that the pitoy of a katana would even apply that of being mezad beratzen even by a minor, and again, therefore, she would be forbidden to her husband if she was mezad. Now, that's a girl, let's say a six-year-old, who was married off by her father, so has biblical marriage and biblical implications. Of a katana bas mien, but if she's a minor that could do this rabbinic refusal, which she's was an orphan that her mother or her brothers married her off, which that's only rabbinic, and she could uproot that with by doing mien. So then, Ema Kanan law, then you don't do this warning. She ain't lo and law sabal, because she doesn't have a desire to become forbidden to her husband. And therefore, Philo Haikain, even if her husband was a Kain, Lenesla, but she does not become forbidden to him, because if she could do this refusal, she's not even biblically considered married. And if she was Mizana, it's like a single girl being Mizana, which is permitted to a Kain. So therefore, there's no halacha at all of doing Kinan Stira with a minor that has only the rabbinic marriage. Halacha hey. Kinan Larasase, let's say he warns the girl that he's engaged to. that don't seclude with that man, and he does. Or to his sister-in-law that has a Zika bond because his brother died without any children. Now, the Nistra Achashin Nasa. Now, she actually ended up secluding with that man that she was warned about after they consummated the relationship, after he married the girl he was engaged to or the Shemir Siyavim that he had Zika to. Then Then she's going to drink the Meisaita like all other women because now she's married to her husband when she was secluded like a regular woman. Now, let's say Nisu Shekinola. Let's say a married woman that he had warned his wife, Venistra Koyin Shibala Sabala, but she secluded with that man before her husband ever had a chance to cohabit with her. Meaning, by the chuppah, when they got married, he was warning her, say, hey, I see you with that man. Don't ever be secluded with that man. And before that night that they were able to have relations, she went and she secluded with that man. So Enoshay says she's not going to drink in that situation. Now, Beyesibli Ksuba, she'll go out without a Ksuba, again, because the fact that she was warned and she's secluded. Vasur Lov La'ilam, and she's forbidden to him forever. Now, why doesn't she drink the Meisait in that situation? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'yitin ish bach esh shechavtoi, because a man put his laying with you, mi baladei ishech, besides for that of your husband. Now, what that means to say is, shekad meshchiv es bala, shchiv es bal, that obviously the husband had lain with her before that adulterer had lain with her. Because saying, besides this, that your husband laid with you, another man did. Well, the husband never laid with her in this situation. So therefore, it won't be included in the halachas of the saita drinking the mei saita. Halacha vav. Hagigeri is a woman who converted, and all these are considered like regular Jewish women. The Hamashachreres, a woman who is freed from being a maidservant, the Eishes Hager, or the wife of a convert, Veishes Eben Meshucher, or the wife of a freed slave, who is also like a full-fledged Jew, Umamzeres, and a woman who is born from a forbidden union, which she must be told about a case that she's married to a convert, where they're allowed to get married, and kind of married to a regular Jew, which is forbidden, she wouldn't drink because the water wouldn't check her, because he would also be then committing a sin. Veishel Mamzer, or the wife of a Mamzer, if he's a Mamzer, for example, and she's a Giyeris, which also is permitted union. And the novelty of this halacha is that we shouldn't say that, oh, wait a second, the wife of a Mamzer, she shouldn't drink, because the whole purpose of the drinking is to make peace amongst them. Why do we want peace? Why do we want, if he's a Mamzer, his children be a Mamzer, and we don't want them to have children? We don't say that. And so, Veishel Srischama, the wife of a person who was born already impotent and castrated from birth, it's just Adam, or if, for example, he drank some type of a potion that made him unable to have children, because the whole problem about marrying other people is actually only if he actually had some manually went and castrated him. But these are women and men that they're permitted to the husbands. So Rinka Kalanoshim, like all the women, but says, and they're going to drink if they were warned and they secluded with that man. Halacha Zayin. Muberis and Manika, a pregnant woman and a nursing woman, Mekanala, the same situation, you could warn her, Umashkais, Kamashi, and you can make her drink as is, and the chiddush that is, we don't say, wait a second, we're concerned if she's going to get killed, executed for having committed adultery for the child who she's holding in this pregnancy or in the nursing, we don't say that. So the Ishray made this lishtais, if a woman was ready to drink the meisait, umeis balakamish, her husband died before she got a chance to drink. Here in this case, Enoshay says she doesn't drink, because the pasuk says, and he can't bring her because he's dead. But Balayna tells Ksuba, says she doesn't take her Ksuba because maybe she was Mizana and she lost the Ksuba, and we didn't verify that she was Tar. Now, Lachas Ram continues regarding the appropriateness of the husband who is able to have his wife drink the Meisaita. Says the Ram, Kal Isha Ba Bia Sur Miyamav, Acha Sheidel, any man that had a forbidden cohabitation from the moment he became an adult, Ena Mayamarim Baikmes Ishtai. Then these bitter waters will not inspect his wife in this situation of the Saita. Even if it's something as innocent, so to speak, of cohabiting with the woman he was engaged to in his father-in-law's house, which is only rabbinically forbidden, as Rama said in Parakut from Hilchas Ish, Halacha Aleph, still the water's not going to inspect his wife. Why? Because the Pasuk says, the man is clean from sin, and the woman, that his wife that was unfaithful, she'll carry our sin. Which tells us, only when the man is clean from sin, will the woman carry her sin. But if he in his own life had committed unfaithfulness, so then she's not going to get checked for her unfaithfulness. Halacha tes. Lefikach, therefore, if, let's say, this wife went and had this kinyan stira, she herself was forbidden to her husband because of a negative prohibition, because of a positive commandment, even just a secondary rabbinic erva, V'kina lo v'nisra, and he warned her, and she was secluded. Eina sheisa, she doesn't drink the waters. Ella teitzab l'ksuba, rather she leaves her out of ksuba. But tiasru lo v'av mashav zeh, she's forbidden for him, not only because of whatever was prior forbidden, but also for this, of being the seita. Now, other than nasa muberes chaver, let's say a man violated, and he married his friend's pregnant wife, umenekes chaver, or his friend's nursing wife. Meaning, his friend died or divorced his wife, and she was pregnant or nursing when she left that previous marriage. She's not allowed to get married until 24 nursing months had passed, as Ram said in the 11th parak of Hechel's Gershon. Now, let's say someone violated that, and he did marry the widow, even though she was still pregnant or nursing. So, Hareza Shaisa, if he warns her and she secludes, he does have her drink the Mesa. There's Shein Kanaveh, because there's no intrinsic Aveir over here. The whole reason why she's not allowed to get married is because of the danger to the child, because she's going to get pregnant again, and it's going to stop the nursing, and so on. So, because not nothing intrinsic of a Biasura, so it's a regular union, and therefore, although he wasn't supposed to get married, he will have her drink the Mesaita. Halacha Yud. Mishein le'isha ru'le'ilid. If someone, again qualifying also what's considered a man who had committed a sinful Bia, to see that if it's not going to inspect his wife or not. So mishein le'isha ru'le'ilid. If someone does not have a wife who's fit to have children, neither does he have children. The nosakar, and he gets married finally, and he marries a barren woman, or he's a kind of elderly woman, or analyst, or a woman who can't have children from birth. She's a certain type of a woman that does not have the capacity. Ain't the shaisa. That woman that was warned and secluded will not drink the mesaita. Now, Valoyin tells ksuba, she won't take a ksuba because these women, the reason why they don't drink is because this is considered a forbidden union because they can't have children. And he's commanded to have peribriva to have children. Now, but let's say he had children. He has a different wife besides this one that he's fit to have children from. Oh, Hari is a mashka, then he has to have her drink. Even though this wife is elderly or barren or an islandess and she can't have children herself, and therefore, why would I think that wouldn't make her drink? Because the Rambam explains. Because the Torah that says that if she was really clean, she hadn't sinned, and she was accused falsely, then she's going to conceive a child. That it says she could conceive a child doesn't mean that, oh, and if it's a woman that's not able to conceive, she's not including this halacha of Saita. No. Rather, it's referring to if she is fit to have a child. That if she would normally give birth painfully, she's going to give it in an unpainful way. She would normally used to give birth to girls, she's going to give birth to boys. But it doesn't mean you have to be able to be Benizra Zara. And therefore, these women will be appropriate for drinking the Saita. It's just that if it's his only wife and he doesn't have any children, then that's considered a forbidden union. And again, that's like those that he's not considered clean from sin himself. Therefore, she won't drink to inspect her if she's carrying her load of sin. Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's say Hayla Ishabam, a more sophisticated case. Hayla Ishabam, he had a wife and children. He had sons, children, which is Mekam the Mitzvah Periv. Umesu Ben Kin Lestir. Now, but they died, those children died between when he had warned his wife to when she secluded this wife that was the barren wife. So says Ram Kvarniris Lishtais. So since when he had warned her, she was appropriate for him to be married because he had already been Mekayem Mitzvah Periv. So although they died before she secluded, but she was already appropriate to drink, and therefore he's going to give it a drink. Even though right now she's not really appropriate because he's not supposed to be married to her because he doesn't have any children. Let's say the other way around. Let's say he didn't have any children, and neither did he have another wife that's fit to have children. Or only this illness, or that which is similar, which comes out when he warned her, then actually this illness was not fit to drink because, again, she's not fit to be his wife because he doesn't have any children. Now, but then, and then the woman he divorced, so he wasn't married at the time, but she ended up giving birth, between when he warned this current Akara wife to the actual seclusion, and she was already rejected from drinking because at that point when she was warned, she was the only wife, which wasn't appropriate for her to be married, so that was considered he was married in sin. So again, even though ultimately he is appropriate to be married to her because now he does have children, still it's not going to require her to drink. Halachi Beis Ram continues regarding the prohibition of marrying this woman who is suspected regarding this adultery. Says Ram, Kal Isha Shoyle Kinnistir, any woman that had this warning and she secluded with that man, Beloy Shasa Meimar. Now, she didn't end up drinking the bitter waters. Again, Bein Shalei Ratzah Balashka's with because the husband didn't want her to drink, Bein Shalei Ratzah Hebe, whether she didn't want to drink and she was afraid, but not that she admitted that she was tummy. Uvein shabala etumah, whether because there was a witness that came along and said that she was mezana. Or she admitted. Or because it's one of those women that we mentioned halacha base that they're not appropriate. We had 15 type of women that are not appropriate to drink. Or she can labezna because it was the type that the courts had warned her, let's say when the husband was overseas or in jail. But so these women, they don't drink. But since she becomes forbidden to her husband in either way, so she's forbidden to that man that she secluded with, which was the cause of her leaving her husband. She's forbidden to him forever. Just like she's forbidden to her husband forever. Then over in the son, let's say that man who she was secluded to that time violates and marries her. We force him to divorce her with a get. Even if she had many children from that new husband already. As Ram explains, because from tradition we learned, just like the woman's forbidden to her husband, so it's forbidden to that man that she was suspected with. Because it says two times in Torah, nitma and nitma, one's for the husband and one is for the boy, which the Gemara tells us that this saita, she wanted what wasn't hers, and not only did she not get what she wanted, was the boy, she also lost what she had, which is her husband. Halacha Yud Gimel. But let's say she wasn't forewarned. Uvola Eidim Shinistrim Ish Zeh, and then witnesses come along and say, hey, we saw her secluded with this man. Not only that, Uvol Matzu Dav Mechur. Now, they found something repulsive. Meaning, there's some indicating factor, something very inappropriate went on over here. For example, Shenichnasu Acharav, they walked into the room after he left, and they saw her girdling her belt, which in previous times, the women used to wear like a chastity belt, some type of a garment of modesty. Or they found spittle on the top of the canopy of the bed, which generally that would only be if there was a woman lying face up. And she spit up as they were having intimacy, and obviously that's where the spittle is from. Okay, or anything like that, which definitely seems highly inappropriate that was going on between this man and this woman. If the husband is divorcing her because of these repulsive things, so here also she shouldn't get married to this one that you know there's rumors about her and this man. Rather, she's forbidden them. Now, but however, this is why the Rambam says avul and starting this halacha. In contrast to the previous halacha, but let's say they violated this and she married that man that she was suspected with and she had children from him, then she does not leave because we don't want to spread rumors regarding the children that she had from that man, that as if there was some type of a forbidden union, because we don't have any evidence for that. But if she didn't have any children from him, then we force him to divorce her. Now, when we say this, that if she didn't have children from him, she has to leave, is b'shirinu ha'ira leha valanitin, that the whole town is talking about her and that suspected man, yoyim ha'mechza yisah, for a day and a half or more. Mama, they're saying, plainly zin and blind, yeah, that man was mezana with that woman. And the rumors are not stopping. Who, and that's, there's a stipulation that where b'shirinu that neither he nor she, meaning that married woman and that suspected man, didn't have oivim, didn't have enemies, shemavir and esakol that will be spreading the rumors. Now, avam lo hoisa shemrin ledovazabe, but if let's say these rumors were not going around the city, or the rumors stopped, and shalei mach masir, didn't stop because they were feeling intimidated from that man and that woman. So, if this is lanitin, if she got married to that man that the rumors were about, again, if the rumors did not go on for a day and a half, or they stopped, then like Tay says, she doesn't have to leave, even if she didn't have children from him. And even if there's one witness that says, yeah, she was mezana with him, Laitesi, she doesn't have to leave, because any time that you have just one witness, if you didn't have the kinyan and the stira, one witness is not believed, as the Gemara tells us in Dovashim Ever Pachas Mishnah, regarding that of laws regarding arayas, then you need at least two people. Besides, the one exception is you had kinyan and stira, which you didn't have in this case, and then you have the Eid of Tumah. Halachat HaZvav. Mishetziha bala be'edid of mechor. If let's say the husband got rid of his wife because he had witnesses that were testifying that there's something very repugnant here happened between his wife and this man. Now, she ended up marrying someone else and got divorced from that other person. She's still forbidden to marry that man that was the cause of the suspicion that the husband, that her first husband divorced her because of him. And because maybe she did have be with him, and then she's forbidden to him forever, just like the Baal, we said she's forbidden to the Baal. But if she marries him, Loitesu, she does not have to leave, because since She didn't go straight to marry that suspected man. She actually married someone else in between. And so the rumors stopped. So we're not so stringent. And Ava Bishayin Laban, even if she didn't have children from him, we don't make her leave if she violates and marries that man that she was suspected from her first husband. Halacha design. Kol isha shebo shne edim. Any woman that the two witnesses come, the idu, and they testify, shezinseim zeh, kishahaysatach bala rishon, they end up testifying that she's nizana with this man when she was still married to her first husband. Harezit teitzim zeh. So she has to leave from this union. Even if she has many children from him, because ultimately we see that he was the bayal. So even though she has children and she was married, it doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, two witnesses come in and verify that. So then this obviously, and the Rambam clarifies, whatever we say, which we were mentioning many times, that she has to leave, she has to leave without a ksuba because her actions, her inappropriate actions, caused to be forbidden to her husband, and thus she loses her ksuba.